Iran's supreme leader has rejected a proposal for direct talks about its nuclear program with the United States, saying negotiations will not solve anything. Nathan Morley reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said in a statement posted on his website that the U.S. wants to talk whilst threatening to punish Iran and that his country would not be intimidated. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said during a security conference on Saturday in Munich that the United States was open to directly engaging Iran if it was serious about negotiations.
We would be prepared to meet bilaterally with the Iranian leadership. We would not make it a secret that we were doing that. We would let our partners know if that occasion presented itself. That offer stands, but it must be real and tangible.
The Supreme Leader's message comes just a day after U.S. sanctions targeting Iran's oil industry went into effect. The White House has pledged to continue to pressure Iran as long as it seeks to develop nuclear weapons and violate human rights. Dennis Halliday, a former UN Assistant Secretary General in New York, says the carrot and stick approach being used by the United States will not work.
It makes no sense to me. And they forget, of course, that Iran is an ancient country, a sovereign state, and there's no way that you, the government and the people of Iran, need to accept this weird approach from the United States.
Some Western nations, including the United States, believe Iran is secretly trying to develop nuclear weapons. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. Iran and the so-called P5 plus 1 contact group, that's the United States, France, Russia, China, Britain and Germany, are set to hold a new round of talks about Iran's nuclear program later this month in Kazakhstan. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.